This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government has furthered rural empowerment by leveraging the power of technology and good governance. Mr. Modi said this, sharing a MyGov India social media post highlighting how rural land digitization is reshaping the future of agriculture in India. The post said the transformative step has brought transparency, accessibility and empowerment to rural communities by helping to reduce land disputes and improve land management. It added that this has made it easier for rural citizens to claim ownership and rights, shaping the future of farming. Prime Minister Modi will distribute over 65 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme to beneficiaries through video conferencing today, marking a monumental milestone in the country's rural empowerment and governance journey. The property cards will be distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Our correspondent reports that the scheme aims to drive the economic transformation of rural India by providing property owners in village Abadi areas with a record of rights. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has emphasised the need to strengthen the country's offensive and defensive responses in view of growing tensions globally within the defence and security landscape. While addressing an event organised to commemorate 2024 as the Year of Naval Civilians in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Singh stressed that the complexities of a country's defence forces are increasing with time.
साथियों, मैं सरकार की ओर से आपको इस बात का आश्वासन देता हूं कि हमारी फोर्सेस की मजबूती के लिए भारत सरकार को जो भी करना पड़े सरकार वह करेगी। आपके साथ भारत के 140 करोड़ नागरिक पूरी मजबूती के साथ खड़े हैं। आप और हम सब मिलकर न सिर्फ सामरिक दृष्टि भारत को मजबूत बनाएंगे बल्कि भारत की ओवरऑल ग्रोथ एंड डेवलपमेंट को भी एक नया डायमेंशन देने में कामयाब होंगे।
The much-awaited verdict on the RJ Kaur Medical College case in Kolkata will be given today by a Sialda court. The investigative agency CBI has charge-sheeted Sanjay Rai in the case. On the other hand, the parents of the victim, junior doctors and various sections of society expressed their anguish over the fact that CBI has not been able to charge-sheet any other person in the case, saying the nature of the crime suggests that there must be other persons involved in the rape and murder of the junior doctor in August last year at the RJ Kaur Medical College and Hospital. The Enforcement Directorate ED has attached 142 immovable properties worth 300 crore rupees in a Muda-linked money laundering case, allegedly involving Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and others. The attachment is part of a money laundering probe into alleged irregularities in land allotment by Mysuru Urban Development Authority, MUDA. The ED said the action was carried out in the case under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA 2002. A total of 1,521 nominations have been filed for the 70-member Delhi Assembly elections. According to the Election Commission, 680 nomination papers were filed on the last day of nominations yesterday. The poll body said the maximum number of nomination papers have been filed in the New Delhi Assembly constituency. The scrutiny of nomination papers is taking place today, and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 20th of this month. Devotees and pilgrims in Mahakumbh Nagar in Prayagraj can now listen to Akashvani's Kumbhvani news bulletins live from the public address system. Kumbhvani news bulletin at 8:30 a.m. was aired this morning through the public address system in Mahakumbh Nagar. The Kumbhvani news bulletins are broadcast from 8:30 to 8:40 a.m. in the morning, 2:30 to 2:40 p.m. in the afternoon, and 8:30 to 8:40 p.m. in the evening. In the India Open Badminton Tournament, the Indian men's doubles pair of Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will face the third-seeded Malaysian duo of Goh Zee Fei and Noor Izzuddin in the semi-final at the KD Jadhav Indoor Stadium in New Delhi this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.